opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back. I should say welcome, Carl. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It's the last day of March 2020, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning. Carl and Linda Botland is on assignment this morning, and I'm here with Ashley. Welcome home, Ashley.
Thank you.
And so what's the weather look like?
We are looking at a 50% chance of showers today and into tonight. We have a low this morning of 47 degrees, which I think we've passed now, and a high of 66. So it should be nice and lovely if you're a rain-type person. We are clearing up throughout later tonight and into Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But Friday night, we're looking at our next chance of storms.
Okay. The weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. 365-3793. Okay. Jake on the phone. So we have Jake Mangus, Chamber of Commerce, President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, with us this morning. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me on today.
You know, you're social distancing, taking this seriously, huh, buddy?
Yeah, and a.k.a. sleeping in, you know, one or the other you choose.
Well, okay, either one. you know, I guess the hog on the table is, you know, what's this doing to our businesses?
Yeah, well, absolutely, creating a lot of anxiety within the local business community. We saw this during the car fire where even a weekend of no revenue put some of our local businesses in jeopardy of closing. And now when we're talking about 45 days, that can be a catastrophic situation for businesses in terms of loss of revenue. And with the shelter-in-place order, it's been very, very difficult. So from our standpoint, we just said this is a chance for us to step up and really prove that, you know, our worth in the community. It's easy to be the chamber when times are good. And this is the time for us to step in when our businesses need us the most. So we just said we're going to be a source of information for them, and to know what they need, we reached out to each one of our members via survey, but also via phone call. And the 87 or so businesses that told us what was going on, most of them said we need access to capital now. So the federal government listened, and for the first time during this whole process, I've had a little glimmer of hope, and that comes in the $2.2 trillion CARES Act that was adopted and signed into law last Friday. And it provides some amazing emergency loans for small businesses. And the beauty about these loans is that not only are they 100% federally guaranteed to small businesses, but they can be 100% forgivable if used to retain employees. So essentially what businesses qualify for right now, and this is very important to share with anyone you know who owns a small business locally, is they qualify for a loan that's equivalent to 2.5 months of payroll, plus all of the overhead involved in that for the most part.
That's rent, and, payment on what? Just payment
and,
on
and
rent?
So you're looking at
utilities, all those things?
Yep, utilities, rent payment, mortgage, interest. And the beauty of this is it's being expedited because the local banks are serving as preferred funding partners with the federal government. So they are fronting the money to businesses now, and then the government's paying the local banks back. And there's also, I think, a little bit of an incentive financially built in to get this money out there. I think they're being paid a little bit for each loan that they do. So they are incentivized to make this work right now as well, which is very exciting because those SBA disaster loans that we also encourage businesses to apply for. That's a months-long process, and by the time you find out if you qualify for the money, you're probably closing your doors for good. So,
I understand one of the programs is that if you've got a small business loan, that the government will pay that loan. Did you hear about that one?
I know. I would not be surprised, because there have been a number of mechanisms like that that are coming to the aid of businesses, and not only the big dogs across the country, but Main Street USA, which is really the heartbeat of the country. So I'm pleased to know that that is happening.
Well, you know what? I got something from my CPA on that, and I'm going to, you know, on how to apply for those things. But
yeah,
you're
well,
absolutely.
Here's something. I've got to tell you this, Carl. This is an exciting thing. Along with that, you know, the SBA disaster loan for economic hardship, while the process takes a long time for the normal disaster loan, they created a new opportunity just last week as well, where you can apply as a business for a $10,000 forgivable grant. And it says on their document that funding will occur 3 days after application is completed.
Wow.
So that's pretty quick as far as expediting the process.
I have one of our listeners in here just said, well, I don't know if it's you, Jake, because it says I'm so thankful for Jake. What a huge addition.
Sure.
I don't know if that's you typing in, but then they said our business is being helped with the CARE Act. And there's another
Wonderful.
One says there's no way our business would survive without this help.
And yep, I can see that.
And you know what? With this, you know, we're going to be taking, we're going to be looking into this too, because this is what it's doing our community in the United States. You know, I'm hearing things that could be, you know, we could have 30% unemployment or higher in the United States, you know, because of this.
Yep, I've heard those you know, stories as well, and we know that this isn't a slowdown. This has been a shutoff, and that's been very difficult, to say the least.
Hey, Jake, do you think we're not going to see some businesses after this thing is lifted?
I think realistically that's going to be the case. I think that any time you have the cyclical nature of economy, you're going to have those downturns when businesses close. And unfortunately, in this case, it's, you know, many times over accelerated because of what's occurred. And I think that what we learn, like I mentioned earlier, is the fragile nature of small businesses in terms of their balance sheet. You know, how much money do you have in the bank for rainy days? And we learn that not many have the luxury of being able to have a shutoff of revenue for an extended period of time. And we're talking like, can you last a month without any money coming in?
Yeah,
and the answer is no for many of these small businesses.
Well, you think about it. Let's just say that it cost you $15,000 or $16,000 to run your business. I mean, that's just to run it. That's no profit or anything. How many businesses have got $15,000 to $20,000, you know, in a position like that? You know, we have a guy on our station named Dave Ramsey, and this guy, and he talks about, he said businesses should have 3 months worth, you know, of operating capital. He said, but I'll tell you, he says, I don't have 3 months of operating of capital.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and so he was talking about this. So I doubt if a lot of small businesses actually have that.
Yeah, you think about it and what that is. You're right. Just what does it take for me to keep my – and then hopefully – well, I guess I could just spin it and say this, is that these are really hard lessons to learn. It also is a way of having us come out – and this is me talking to a veteran – but to be battle-tested, and then you come out of it stronger on the other end because you know what you need to do next time.
Yeah, and you feel for things, and you feel for people so much. You know, I'm watching it from here. I walk down the street downtown. You know, I, I'm just around the corner from you. And and I walk, but I social distance myself. I have yardsticks that I hold out so everybody's 6 feet away. Really, they're 12 feet away because I'm holding my arms out.
Yeah, for some reason, whenever somebody says they have a yardstick in their hand, it brings me back to my childhood at St. Joseph's School. But
yeah, it was my childhood too. My mom would buy.
I was after the era when the nuns would actually whack you with the yardstick. Now, I had a sweet lady who would just take it out on her desk. So,
well, my mom used to buy them by the gross, and because you know she'd break them on me, and I'd sit there and laugh as I got older. And then I learned not to do that because Dad came home.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, yeah, look, let's take a quick break here.
Okay.
Because I want to talk about the programs that are going on, what the Chamber of Commerce is doing specifically. I want to talk about the homeless problem.
Because I'm not really
getting a lot of warm fuzzies from our city and our county that they got their arms around that too.
Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show though was brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition has been in the business since 1982, so they also are staying open during this time frame. But what they're doing is you can call in and get they call in for their deli kitchen, get grabs and goes. Find the following. They can have deli salads, green salads, sandwiches, soups, hot sandwiches, breakfast burrito, made-to-order sandwiches. And they'll take it, bring it out to your car. One of the things about fighting anytime you're sick or to prevent from being sick is eating healthy. And everything at Orchard Nutrition is 100% certified organic produce, organic meats. Their supplements, their additives, everything they have there is 100% certified organic. This is a time to think about, instead of eating at fast food places, of eating and keeping your pH balance good and keeping yourself as healthy as you can while this scourge is going through our country right now. Orchard Nutrition is in the Cypress Shopping Center. Their senior shopping hours are from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. Public shopping hours are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And temporary store hours are 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily until further notice. We'll be right back with Jake Mangus, President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce of Revenue.
Payment for up to 120 days. That's 4 months on all new 2020 Kia Sportages, Sorentos, Fortes, Souls, and Optimas. No first payment for 120 days on approval of credit. Ends March 31st, 2020. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
The Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Renteria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrenteria.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master of Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop, the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Make no payment for up to 120 days. That's 4 months on all new 2020 Kia Sportages, Sorentos, Fortes, Souls, and Optimas. No first payment for 120 days on approval of credit. Ends March 31st, 2020. Reading Kia, readingkia.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and Linda Bott, an essential service, an essential business out here in the city of Reading. 605-4567 is our phone number. On the phone, we have Jake Mangus, who is the CEO and president of the Chamber of Commerce here in Reading, and he's got a lot of information, and people are asking questions on the chat room. But if you have a direct question for Jake, please give us a call. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years. If you're having any types of problems with your heating and cooling systems, and now that you're home a lot more, there's probably more wear and tear on those systems. If you have any problems, give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more at their website at homecomfort.org. Jake, we're doing live reads because some of our some of the businesses are open or others that are closed. We want to keep reminding people that they're out there.
I think that's the opportunity that exists for media outlets right now. It's also the struggle is that businesses are struggling with their revenues. So do they have money to advertise? Well, they need to advertise, especially during these times, because you've got a very captive audience. People are tuning in to shows like this because they want to know what's going on, so they're going to hear your message. And then I think the only thing that we can think as a business community is that we are – sort of like a catapult that's being pulled back as far as it can go. And once we get released, we're going to launch again. And people are going to be out there spending money and getting out and seeing one another and getting back to life. So I buy into it. I'm excited about what the brighter days are in the future. But right now we're in that, we're in the mire of the unknown. So we've got to go.
Well, yeah, you know what?
Step day by day through this.
Yeah, well, we've lost advertising on the sense that all of the we work with the Civic and the Cascade and a lot of other events that they're all gone. Their doors are dark. But everybody is so. I think there's almost every venue I would imagine is being hit on this. I have a question here from one of our listeners. What is a forgivable grant?
Oh, so well, I would say that it's this. It's called an economic hardship advance loan. And what it is, it's designed, as long as you use the $10,000 coming from the Small Business Administration as designated, which is for payroll, then you do not have to pay back that $10,000 cash advance. And that's a beautiful thing. Also, we had Julie Martin from J.R. Martin CPA locally on a webinar with us last week, and she said that there is no adverse tax consequences for this debt forgiveness. She said oftentimes when you have debt forgiveness, you have tax ramifications.
Oh, yeah.
That is not the case with these loan forgiveness situations with the SBA.
Okay. I'm one of those who rail at the federal government for the things they do. And but the one thing the federal government is, you know, can do at this time when you get hit by a national emergency is try to save businesses.
Yeah. You're right.
And it looks like
foundationally important.
Yeah, because if you figure that there's going to be 30 million people unemployed, and how many businesses are shutting down, the impact on our economy will last years. So the things that are trying to keep as many of them open as they can is going to be, it behooves the government to do something like this.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, if people might want to know for the Paycheck Protection Program from the CARES Act from last week.
Yeah.
Am I eligible for this 2.5 months of payroll loan plus some other overhead? And if you're eligible if you're a small business with fewer than 500 employees, so that's most of Reading, a small business that otherwise meets the SBA size standard, you could be a 501c3 with fewer than 500 employees, so our nonprofit community also qualifies. An individual who operates as a sole proprietor, an independent contractor, or is self-employed who regularly carries on any trade or business. You could be a tribal business that meets the SBA standard. You could be a 501c19 veterans organization and also qualify. So they've really opened it up to people who are going to need this.
Well, I'm probably like a lot of businesses that my largest overhead is my payroll.
So, yep, correct.
And so this is something that I'm going to be getting onto today.
The recommendation is what you need to do is you need to contact your business bank and go to them first, because that's where the money's at right now, and they're going to know exactly what to do.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's as easy as that.
Because we haven't cut the hours for our people yet, and we stay on. Over the weekends, because we have so many shows every night and those things. Plus,
yep.
We're passing a lot of information. We think it's some pretty good information over the last 2 weeks.
I think that puts you in
weeks.
Good position. That does put you in good position for this particular one, because they want to see you retain your payroll. And the only thing that you have to do is you have to commit that once you receive the money, you're going to keep everybody on for the next 8 weeks. And they're paying you so that you can do that, essentially.
Okay.
And it prevents further collapse.
Okay.
I'd say from the chamber standpoint, we have made a commitment that anyone who says to us that they do not have the funds to renew their membership with the chamber due to the coronavirus scenario, we will keep them on. We're not going to abandon our business community during their time of most need right now. Also, we are launching an offensive, and we're going to be going out into the community of business and inviting any business that's not a part of the chamber to join for 12 months at no cost, because we think that this is the time for the business community to come together and truly be stronger so they can get information like what I'm sharing with your listeners today. We think that it's going to help us in the long run as a business community to do that. So look for that opportunity. If you know people that have a business, ask them if they're in the chamber. If they're not, tell them to get in the chamber so they can get connected with all this stuff.
Well,
I
hope you're putting it out on your Facebook page so we can share
made this decision yesterday. And then,
okay.
It's risky. It's it makes me nervous, But at the same time, I think that in the end, I would say let me just answer that question. Why? Because this is hurting us too, and we're watching our cash reserves that are not very significant dwindle. So we need revenue also to be able to provide these services to the business community. But that said, I believe that doing the right thing and being there for business now they're going to remember that. So in 12 months, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a lot of people stay with us as paying members.
I think they will. And I know a business locally, downtown business, that you did that, right? You know, you did that a couple weeks ago for one business. And
sure.
I thought, you know, that was cool. And I'm glad to hear you're doing that. I'm getting things like, thanks, Jake, for the graciousness at this time. Our business appreciates it so much. And they want to know what your email is. Another person, he wants to thank you. And
if people have questions, it's good to send me an email at jake@readingchamber.com. So it's just jake@readingchamber.com. And, we've been told by the county, and I'm in all the executive management call-ins and everything, that we are essential because of our service to the business community right now. We're closed to the public, but I am there via email, via phone to answer questions. I've been doing a lot of Zoom meetings and, you know, doing everything online. But we're just trying to make a difference every day we're at work.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick break here. I'm with Jake Mangus, President and CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. He just said that the decision last night made by the board, I'm sure brought up by Jake, is that any business that wants, and make sure I get this right, any business that wants to join the Chamber of Commerce can join and will get a free membership for the next year or for this year.
That's correct, for the next 12 months.
We have a
link on our membership page that says free 12-month membership, $300 value. And you just click on it, give us your information, sign up for the e-newsletter, and you're off and running.
There you go. Okay, we've got going to take a quick break, and I've got another essential business here. Bastiani Arms is open for business. This is the place I go to buy my firearms, and they have all the accessories, the ammo, they have it all, but they have really great customer service. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms, locally owned, locally operated, started about the same time we did, 10 years ago. Located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. If you want to give them a call before you come in, 222-8222. And if you have a question about something they may have or something you need, as we know that there's been a lot of firearms sold during this time frame also. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:31 in the morning, 50 degrees out there. Cloudy with about a 50% chance of rain today. We'll be right back.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, the last day of March, 7:36 in the morning, 50 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. As Jake was talking about earlier, under this new CARE Act, the banks themselves have the money and that if you can apply for, and we'll go over this again before the end of the show, for small businesses. And Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, they're here, they're local. Two branches right here in town at 1845 California Street and 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Raley Shopping Center there. Visit them online at bankcornerstone.com. Come on in. They're still keeping people's dreams moving forward. Good morning, Jake.
And good morning, Carl.
We're here with Jake Mangus, who is the president and CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and made an announcement that under these circumstances that the board voted to let any business, to allow any business in Reading to join the Chamber of Commerce free for 12 months.
And, that's it.
And I realize that that doesn't do anything for your bottom line. And you know, thankfully, in the day, you know, today in today's internet, when you send out a newsletter, you can do it online as opposed to mailing out, you know, 800 pieces of mail.
That's correct. For us, we just said, you know, this is an unprecedented time. This is time for us to do something that we've never done before, and I think it's the right thing to do. I want to also say that your sponsor there, Cornerstone Community Bank, I was talking to an employee over there last week who called me and said, we want you to let your business community know that we've got a waiting list of 70 of our clients right now, ready to fund through this Paycheck Protection Program, you know, backed by the federal government. And they're motivated to do so. I also talked to another local bank, Five Star.
Uh-huh.
Five Star said their corporate headquarters has given them the mandate. They said, we will loan $100 million to our customers through this program. And they may have even started doing so yesterday. So that's exciting. Other banks that have identified to us that they are doing this or participating would be Tri-Counties, Merchants Bank of Commerce, Golden Valley Bank, and U.S. Bank. If I didn't mention your bank, the advice is call your bank anyway and inquire about this, because I would say most of them are going to be on board.
We've
got $350 billion dedicated to small business loans of this nature.
Mm-hmm.
You can guarantee that these banks are going to get involved.
Of course they are. Have you heard anything? My HR person brought in the employees' rights.
Yes.
The Families First Coronavirus Response Act.
That's correct. Thanks for bringing that up as well. I will say that the Employment Development Department and O2 Employment Services, both of those entities have been great resources for us. As you try to decipher, what does this mean for me as an employer? What does it mean for me as an employee? What are our rights in this situation? But there are some additional coverages for employers that have to do with paid leave and sick leave in this emergency, if you will, kind of situation. I think there are two different time periods they're talking about. There's a 2-week paid leave process and also a 10-week paid leave process. And some of those funds can be reimbursed to the employer. The employer has to, in some cases, especially if you have more than 50 employees, allow the employee to take the time off to be home with the kids whose school is closed because of Corona and they're doing distance learning and all of a sudden everyone's a homeschool teacher. You know,
did I see someplace that, that your kids had been suspended and that the teacher was drunk?
It's been quite a deal. I mean, you know, my wife's hinted at maybe trying homeschool over the years, for one reason or another, and she's got her wish right now, but thankfully we've got these exemplary children, a first grader and a fourth grader
I'm sure
dad who is not there over their shoulder all day.
Well, you know what, you know, the great thing is working with them in math, where the first 2 days is they're teaching you the new math and then you have to help them with it after that.
Oh gosh, that Common Core math stuff, I don't even know what language that is.
Okay, for the employees, though, if you've had to, it says here up to 12 weeks of paid leave and expanded family and medical leave, paid at 2/3 for qualifying reasons, and that's one, just like you said, whose schools are shut down or the others.
Or you have to quarantine or you have a loved one that's quarantined,
right.
You know, all these different
caring
scenarios.
For an individual.
Like examples or something like that.
Yeah, you can't, you know, you don't rate it just because that it's, it's subject to to the local quarantine, and you've been advised by a healthcare provider to self quarantine related to COVID-19, which means usually you show positive or experiencing the symptoms and seeking a medical diagnosis. So people are going to be helped that way. So it's not just the employers; it's the employees too that are being looked after. And like you said, this CARE Act will pay for your employees for the $10,000 to pay them. It's that will help out for a couple months on this.
I did get a call from since we made all these calls to all of our businesses, I left my cell phone number with most of them. I got a call from a longtime employer in town who has weekly payroll about $25,000 a week, and he had no idea about this help. And so right after we got off the phone, he called his bank to get going because he said, I would have lasted another month, and then I would have had to close my doors. And I won't mention the business, but it's one that's been in Reading my whole life and beyond.
Yeah.
So it does feel good as a chamber of commerce to know that you're giving people information that's very useful for them.
You know, it's the type of thing that we need to spread this type of information. For the last 2 weeks, almost every one of our shows, in fact, every one of our shows has dealt with the coronavirus, anything from the Spanish flu and the similarities between the Spanish flu and social distancing and what we're doing today to veterinarians talking about their pets, about pet care and all this. And after our next hour, we're going to have Haven Humane on because they're getting hammered also on this. People seem, are turning in pets and all types of things.
I'm sure.
Jake, I'm going to take an early break and then come back because I want to talk about your, the chamber is up there in the forefront of everything that's going on. The construction is still going on downtown.
Yes. I'm looking forward to talking about that. That'll be a great way to maybe close out this hour.
Yeah. And then I saw where Las Vegas is now taking their homeless and putting them in the parking lot of this big stadium down there, and they have to sleep in this square social distance from someplace else. Social distance from the next person, they're given a place to sleep and all this.
I think you'd be fascinated if, you know, I don't know if you've reached out to Jonathan Anderson at the Good News Rescue Mission yet, but that is a component of this whole crisis that is very, I would say, compelling.
We're getting Jonathan on, but he was sick when I called. So we'll get him on, you know, very soon here to talk about that, because I know the impact that's going on with that. Okay, hey, we're here with Jake Mangus, President and CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And trust me, after being in lockdown with your loved one, you may need to go to Four Winds Jewelry as soon as it's lifted and buy something, maybe two or three things to make up for things like it's your turn to do the laundry. What? What? Where's the washing machine? That kind of thing. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
For over 45 years, Clegg's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clegg's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clegg's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't Can't touch this.
That's probably a good song to come back in with. You can't touch this. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's 7:49 in the morning here on the last day of March. It's 50 degrees. Looks like we could have like a 50% chance of rain. 50% was on me this morning as I was coming in. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and they have their people out on the road delivering propane. As people stay at home, their propane needs have gone up. But don't worry about it. They will get the propane to you. That's Shasta Gas Propane. I'm on the phone with Jake Mangus, President and CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce. And, Jake, before we get into what's going on downtown as far as because construction is still going on, the homeless community, L.A. has over 60,000 homeless, and there's a genuine concern that if it gets into the community that they could be, it could have catastrophic effects. I've talked to the city and I've talked to the county, Health and Human Services, and I don't have a big warm fuzzy about that we have a plan for this. What do you
think? Yeah, I'm not sure. I know that it is a concern when you're talking about community spread, what happens with the folks that are unsheltered. I mean, talking about, do we say it's unsheltered in place? I mean, I don't, unshelter in place, is that the word for those that are living outside?
Yeah.
The access to health care and everything, we know that if somebody was not feeling well, even if they were homeless, that they would have the opportunity to seek medical care. But I know that's why not only on the government side, but also these NGOs out there, we got the Good News Rescue Mission and others that are doing everything that they can to, I've taken a tour of the mission, and I know that in that bunk room, you're not very far away from your neighbor. And
No. If
you have a corona situation in there, it would spread very quickly, presumably, in that in those tight sleeping quarters. I don't know if I have a very good answer other than it is a concern. I am on those calls with Health and Human Services and local healthcare professionals, and they're gearing up. They got to be prepared, and so I do know that the Civic Auditorium has been identified by the Army Corps of Engineers as the field hospital location for our region, should it be necessary.
Well, the military is stepping up. I know on certain bases, 29 Palms over in Barstow and a couple other places,
sure,
they're stripping the hospitals there, and because of the personnel they need on the hospital ships. So it's 1,000 beds in each ship, and one's going to be in L.A. the way I understand, and one's going to be in New York, which is the epicenter. But that's 1,000 beds and all the people it takes. The Army has asked for retirees in the medical fields and different fields to come back in. I just saw where they've asked for retired nurses and doctors and others to step back up again and join the fight, since many of our first responders, i.e. the nurses and doctors, are getting sick.
Yeah, that's it. And one of the things that comes out of these scenarios is ingenuity. And so I know that yesterday I saw one of our members, Danny Day from Allstate, creating those face guards at home and saying that they're going to be able to churn out a big number. I think they're talking about 1,000 or more of them. But what comes out, I mean, the Reading Fashion Alliance is busy at work sewing, gowns for healthcare professionals. And I know that I did reach out to Jenna Zent, who's a local entrepreneur with Turbans for Tots, a very well-known online business. And she was able to prototype a mask in about 5 minutes. And while it isn't up to the standard of, professional grade, it would provide some sort of help, I would say. So we're seeing people locally step up and try to do what they can to help.
Jake, kind of changed the subject here. Downtown, the construction is still going on the county courthouse, and the K2 building is still building. I saw on Pine, Brent Weaver's place is still being constructed. These things are still going on, essential services.
Yeah, thank goodness that you've got the construction being labeled as essential so it can keep moving forward. I think the housing component is a big piece of it as well. Roads and infrastructure, so the downtown street loop is being worked on still. That's still moving on. Jeb Allen called me. I mean, and this is just speaks to his tenacity, but he calls me and he's really excited, and he just said, I want you to know that we are still building. I was thinking that maybe this was going to happen, that we could see a shutdown, and I've bought enough materials to do another 80,000 square feet of residential homes, and it was just really encouraging to hear the optimism in his voice. So Palomar is out building right now, and that continues.
Well,
so
we need to keep
that's
this
a boost, because we're worried about, you know, what happens to sales tax revenue in the city and the county and how that relates to services to the public and to the business community, namely public safety. And it's amazing to think we were talking about a sales tax increase just a few weeks ago, and here we are wondering what sales tax is going to look like in the next six to 12 months in our community.
I think people realize that since our community runs on taxes, on money that's generated through our businesses, TOT, all of those, that we have, we really don't have an idea yet the impact it's going to be, and the longer it lasts. Now it's going through the end of April.
I also saw that our local tax collector, Lori Scott, issued a statement that said, if you can pay your property taxes by April 10th, you have an obligation to do so. But if you can prove to us that you're having an economic hardship, then we will take that into consideration after April 10th and potentially waive any penalties, any late fees or penalties for a late property tax statement or property tax payment. She did mention that the state collects about $140 billion a year for property taxes, and those two dates of December 10th and April 10th are huge for our county in terms of the funding that they receive for these essential services. So that could be a tough pill to swallow when you've got the governor saying last week, oh, by the way, you don't have to pay your mortgage for the next 3 months. So what happens with your property taxes?
So, if you don't pay your mortgage for the next 3 months, and there's no ramifications, but you know, one thing on that one is that if a lot of people in California do that, there's going to be some mortgage lenders out there or banks that are going to be, you know, I bet when he said that, they probably half of them fainted.
It's the adverse consequences that maybe were taken into consideration, maybe they weren't. I thought, as I'm watching that live thing on Facebook when the governor's speaking and he goes, now don't everybody all at once call your financial institution. So, you know, you could just see the phone lines blowing up from people calling saying, I can't pay my mortgage right now. They did say, what, 4 out of the 5 major banks, I think Bank of America was the one outlier that said, we'll do 30 days, not 90 days.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm taking that approach. If we can make our payments, if we can continue to spend money in the local community, we're going to do that. Reading Electric Utility, through Adam McElvain spearheaded, right? He's got that $50 rebate coming to every REU ratepayer in the near future. What are you going to do with that $50? Do you really need it for your family? Well, then by all means, take it and appreciate it. If you can get by with that $50, then maybe spend that in the community in some other way.
Well, that's the thing, is that we can still continue to support our community here. But I know people that, I'm getting everything online. Well, no, you don't need to do that. You can still get a lot of stuff. You can get food. You can get you can get so many things right here in our community. We've got to be thinking of that.
We are going to be working with the city of Reading, by the way. I reached out to Barry Tippin and Dan Beans at REU. And I said, what can we do for business? It's great that we can get this $50 rebate into the pockets of ratepayers, no matter who you are. However, what about businesses? And so thankfully they came back with a few options. So I'm excited in the near future, helpful to the business community coming from City Hall.
Oh, okay. I know that they have canceled any evictions or any utility service cutoffs, which I think is a good
idea.
That's
right, yeah. And there are currently no late fees from the utility. And those fees go into the general fund of the city of Reading. So that's a big deal for them to do that. It's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do. Okay, hey, we have to run. Jake, thanks so much for being with us today. So many things going on. The big announcements, of course, that anybody can join the chamber for free now for get a full year of membership for free. It's $300
Correct.
Savings. Plus the CARE program about being able to go down to your local bank and within 3 days of applying get $10,000 to be able to meet your payroll. I know a lot of people are going to be using that one. So, thanks a lot,
Jake. Right. And then the SBDC and Joe Radola, 222-8323. Call Joe. He will help you as well.
That's right. Okay, thanks a lot. We'll be right back after the news.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Coronavirus could become a seasonal ailment, much like the flu, and could come back in the fall. That's the concern of Dr. Anthony Fauci. But Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says by the fall, the U.S. will be better positioned to combat the virus.
We have a number of clinical trials that are looking at a variety of therapeutic interventions. We hope one or more of them will be available. And importantly, we have a vaccine that's on track and multiple other candidates.
There have been just over 3,100 virus-related deaths in the U.S. More than 5,900 people have recovered. More than 803,000 coronavirus cases have been confirmed worldwide. The law of supply and demand remains the law of the land, including at the gas pump.
So many of us are not filling up as often, which means the price of a gallon of gas continues to fall.
Today's national gas price average is $1.99. We haven't seen an average under $2 in more than 4 years.
AAA spokeswoman Jeanette Casolano.
AAA expects gas prices to continue to fall throughout April, possibly hitting a low of $1.75 or even cheaper.
AAA says 29 states have regular gas prices under $2 a gallon, with Oklahoma at $1.55 having the cheapest fuel in the country. On the opposite end, California. That average price is just over $3 a gallon. I'm Shelley Antler.
Three retailers, Macy's, Kohl's, and Gap, will stop paying tens of thousands of employees. They were tossed out of work when the chains temporarily closed doors as sales sank. On Wall Street right now, stocks are narrowly mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 2 points, while the S&P 500 Index is trading 3 points lower. NASDAQ Composite Index, 44 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gold. It's soaring. Are you missing it? If you have an IRA or 401k, you probably are. Less than 1% hold physical gold. We've been told by Wall Street it's for crazy people. Really? What's crazy about an asset that beats stocks 2-1? I'm Adam Baratta, national best-selling author of the book Gold is a Better Way, owner of Advantage Gold, an Inc. 5000 member, and highest-rated gold IRA firm in the world. Gold is booming because gold is really about debt, and global debt is a pandemic. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my book for free. That's right, free. Text GOLD to 49776. That's the word GOLD to 49776. Learn why gold will outperform pumped-up stocks from this point forward. Turn your IRA into a wealth growth machine. Text the word GOLD to 49776. It's time to stop being crazy. Text GOLD to 49776.
Some U.S. researchers have found that the earliest polo matches known to have been played were organized in China 1,000 years ago, when they were played on donkeys.
Modern polo is said to have been invented in India, but a variant of the equestrian game flourished in ancient China, where it appears to have been played by women as much as by men. The latest findings are based on the DNA analysis of donkey bones found in the tomb of a noblewoman who died in 878 AD in Xi'an, northwestern China, and was buried with her animals. Researchers have concluded that her donkeys could sprint and were used for polo instead of horses. It's a rare discovery, with new findings about the role of animals in ancient East Asian societies riding on it.
That's BBC's Sanjay Dasgupta.
Ukraine will lift a ban on the sale of farmland. The move would allow the country to get $8 billion in aid from the International Monetary Fund. News and analysis at townhall.com. A North Texas ambulance provider is offering in-home coronavirus testing.
MedStar is partnering with health officials so that its paramedics can go into homes and perform coronavirus testing on previously screened patients. Specially trained paramedics will be sent to the homes of Tarrant County residents suspected as possibly having the virus. The tests are not open to the public, but only for those being monitored by the county health department. Paramedics will go to a home, take a swab from a patient, and return the sample for testing. The home visits will take about 30 minutes. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Hundreds of stranded Americans have left Nepal on a repatriation flight days after a lockdown was imposed in the Himalayan nation to help fight the coronavirus. A Qatar Airways flight arranged by the U.S. government has flown 302 Americans from Kathmandu's main airport to Washington, D.C. To get on Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 8 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. I'm celebrating over 10 years on the air. Today's the 31st, the last day of March 2020. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, that Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I tell you what, they are spun up for this. You are not going to get near the hospital. You've got to go through, a triage system. And if you're taking somebody into the hospital, you stop there at the door. Don't bother sending flowers. Don't bother sending anything because it doesn't make it in. They are geared up for whatever's going to happen. I'm sure that all of our medical networks are around here, but I can tell you from personal experience that Shasta Regional is. I'm here with Ashley, who just returned from Arizona. She says Phoenix is even...
Yep. When we got our first case in Shasta County, they were already at 8 cases in Maricopa, which is the county I was in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an older community. It's a lot of a retirement community. So it's very easy to spread from place to place very quickly. But a lot of people are good at staying home. We were just talking during the break about how good that generation is about just using the resources they have.
The greatest generation, these are the people we're talking about, you know, that are in their 80s and 90s that came up during the Depression. And they have, and we talked about, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, talked about how the whole United States turned and did literally a 180. And everybody was on the same sheet of music. There were no partisan bickering or stuff like this. The media wasn't going after Roosevelt every time he said anything. We were on the same sheet of music and completely turned our industrial might to fighting a war. And it would be now we're starting to see that happen, but. Once it starts, there'll be some. Everybody will have a ventilator in their home, and by the time they could, by the time this thing's over. But anyway, but what's the weather look like here?
We are looking at a high of 66 degrees today, with a 50% chance of showers throughout the day. It's going to dry out Wednesday and Thursday, but look for more showers Friday night. We are looking at around 66, 67 as a high throughout much of the week. So classic spring weather.
There you go. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is also brought another line into their business there of generators. As we know, when the summer hits and PG&E turns off the power, or that you lose power for some reason, snowmageddon or whatever reason, they have generators that will run your entire house, or smaller generators that will run those essential services like air conditioning or your refrigerator and freezer, so you don't lose your food. Check it out with Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO and of Haven Humane, and you're shut down.
Yeah, we're closed to the public right now. We still have staff come in because when we went into the shelter in place, we still have about 160, a little over 160 animals that are in our care. So we have a skeleton crew that comes in the mornings. They get there about 8, and majority of them clean, care for the animals. They walk some dogs just so we keep them healthy and happy. And then they're usually out of there about noon, and then we have a few people that stay for the rest of the day to make sure the animals are cared for. So if you find an animal, stray animal, because we are not taking in healthy stray animals right now. We just can't. We don't have the space. We don't have the people to take care of them. So if you find a healthy stray animal, what we want you to do is get on Facebook and private message us a picture where you found the dog, any details, if there's a microchip or any IDs, anything like that. Let us know about all that. And we have somebody that's monitoring that daily, all the time. And so we've been returning a whole bunch of animals to owners via Facebook and social media. So there's some good to social media right now in our game. Same thing. If you lost an animal, absolutely send us a message on our Facebook. Definitely send us a message with a picture where the animal was lost. If you have a picture, it's great. Contact information so we can keep an ear out for that and get it back home to you. So if you have an animal emergency, sick or injured animals, you can call 241-2550. Just listen to the message. There's lots of options. Don't hang up. Don't call back because you're going to have to listen to the messages and push a button eventually. That'll take you to our answering service, which will call one of our officers. We have officers on call for emergency situations right now.
Okay. Dr. Kara Tennant was on Friday, and they're open for business as probably the other veterinary clinics are. No. They're open for business in the sense is nobody gets into the clinic. They come out and get your animal, and we'll bring it in. If you need meds for them, that you call them in, they will come out and give them to you. So everybody's, so you'd be in your car, according to Dr. Tennant.
Yeah, so for any of our clients that come to our clinic, they can do the same thing. They can Facebook message us, or they can email at clinic@havenhumane.org if they need medications. So we're doing the prescriptions. We're keeping those up. Usually we're doing those on Wednesdays. So Facebook, message us, or email us at clinic@havenhumane.org, and we'll make sure that all of our clients still have all their medications for their animals.
Are you seeing animals being turned in by people that are, for some reason, they're afraid that they can catch it from their animals?
No. I mean, like I said, we're closed. So we've had some animals surrendered. We've had, one tied to the fence, which is deplorable. Not a whole lot of people surrendering them right now. I think that a lot of people are at home. So, there should be less strays because most people have somebody at the house with the dogs. So hopefully they're taking care of them. Also important is if you are running out of food, animal food, you can call 211. And 211 is working with an organization called VOAD, which we're a part of as well. And we've been supplying food to them. So 211 is running all the people and animal food, and we're helping supply some of that. So if you're running out of that, call 211, and they can arrange for getting you food or you getting the food for your animals.
Yeah, because people are getting now, people that go from paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, absolutely.
Buy food for the family. Unfortunately, their animals may be starting to get low, so they don't have to worry about it. Just call 211, and that helps so many different people.
Yeah, don't think about getting rid of your four-legged family member because you can't get food, because there are options out there and we can get you the food. But call 211. 211's working with us. We're working with we're part of OAD as well, so we're replenishing that food as much as we can. So, definitely if you're having issues with food, 211.
And I have a feeling that there's some big stores out there that will also kick in a lot of food for animals.
Yeah. Dog food's actually selling out, but I think it's more of a same issue as the toilet paper. Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of it in backlog. It's just not out on the shelves.
Getting deliveries, everybody. Okay, yeah, my daughter lives in New Mexico, Albuquerque, large city. She lives out on the Mesa out there, but it's a lot of people. And she said, I said, so what kind of shortages? She said, there's none, Dad. She says, people are buying toilet paper. When you go in, there's nothing gone. She said, nobody went into this panic mode. And we look at California, and we all laugh because – California, you know, is, you know, people showing photos of them, you know, with shopping carts full of toilet paper and all, you know, this one guy had 50, no, he had more than that. He had a shopping cart full of chicken, of processed chicken. And she says, we're not having that problem here. So
that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Anyway, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. He's got a lot of information about what's going on down at Haven Humane. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark at Home Helpers has been here for over 16 years in our community. She's looking for employees. A lot of people are now at home. Other caregivers can't go into the people's homes. She is looking for people that they can train, make sure that they're healthy to come in and help you, whether it's an hour a day or 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Home Helpers. Give them a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:15 in the morning, here on the 31st of March, 50 degrees out there, partly cloudy. It's going to be raining off and on today and then clearing up tomorrow.
Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle's in top operating condition. At to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You know we're going to hear that sometime during the show. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number here on the 31st of March, 8:19 in the morning, 52 degrees out there, cloudy. It's going to go up to a ripe 66 today. It's going to be perfect weather if you want to stay inside. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I tell you what. Be a financial advisor at this time is like riding a tiger, I'm sure. When it plummets, then it comes up, biggest rally, and then it starts plummeting again. I think that this will also eventually work its way out too. But you're going to need a lot of advice. And if you need advice, give Judy Maxwell's people a call at 221-0441, 221-0441. She's been in the business since 1993. There's not too much she doesn't know about this. Also for your insurance needs. A lot of people are losing their insurance over fire danger, and it's getting to be fire season again, and she has helped so many people with homeowners insurance, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I'm here with Mark Story. And we're here, he's CEO, of course, of Haven Humane. Haven Humane is, essentially shut down, but your employees are still there taking care of all the animals. You had a lot of good information. If people are having problems feeding their animals, dial 211, and they will make arrangements for you to get food for your animals. They're not taking healthy strays in. Just please hold on to them until this. Send photos to Haven Humane. Tell them that you found this dog. They might, will you send somebody out to run a chip reader on them?
We can, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But, just more than anything, send us pictures and details and contact information, and we're cross-posting and doing all that. And then we'll give you some suggestions of where to cross-post and stuff as well. And majority of the people that have done that have already found the owners. The other thing, too, is that we do have a lot of animals that are for adoption, and so obviously adoptions are pretty much shut down. However, if you go to our website, havenhumane.org, and you follow our Pet Finder link, and you see an animal that you're serious about adopting, not fostering, because we're not fostering at this time, because that's a whole other issue, but if you're serious about adopting it, because now is a great time to adopt, because you're at home, and if you have the means
because you
have that, you're at home, and you have that really critical bonding period built in. So if you see a dog or a cat that you are serious about adopting, you can message us on Facebook, and then Jim, our shelter manager, will get back with you, and we can work out a possible adoption. If it's, he'll talk about the personalities, talk about, where you're at. You can do the application online, and then we use good social distancing and appointment-based, and we can do
adoptions. I saw something about, going for a walk with your dog. Since most leashes are 6 feet long, your dog can meet other dogs, and you're 12 feet away from the other person if you're going for a walk. So don't be afraid to take your dogs out for a walk.
Yeah, no, I mean, as long as you're keeping proper social distancing, I mean, it's okay to go walk and go do that kind of stuff, and your dogs, they need it, and so do we. I mean, I went and rode the stationary bike yesterday because I'm like, man, I got to do something. It's taking a toll on everybody, but it's taking a toll on your pets too, so make sure that you are, spending it. I know that. I'm going to work pretty much every day, making sure the team is there, and I'm usually there for, anywhere from 1 to 4 hours, and then go home and usually work from home the rest of the day on emails and phone calls and stuff. But I can tell you that my pup, my pit bull Sprite, she is the only one that's loving this, because she's on the couch cuddling asleep on me at, noon, 1, 2 o'clock every day, and she's digging this. So
I know, I thought I saw something that said survey shows 98% of dogs, are really, liking this, people staying at home, and 98% of the cats want to commit suicide.
Yeah, that's about right. They want their personal time. But dogs, they're eating this up. They love it. So
Yeah, Snooki doesn't leave us, and I think she's trying to figure out what's going on all the time.
Yeah.
If we leave for any reason, it's when we come back, it's even like, oh, wait a minute, you guys are breaking the code here. You're supposed to be with me now 24 hours a day.
And you know, it's hard. The whole social distancing and all that is difficult, and I get it from everybody. But you know, I hope everybody's taking it very seriously, because it is going to be important moving forward. And that's why we decided to basically shut down operations, mm-hmm. because we are essential, and the staff is still caring for the animals, and we're doing the best we can with our social distancing. Our morning meeting, I actually went in the classroom yesterday, and I put tape on the floor every 6 feet, so there's 6 feet of separation. I tell everybody when they come in to pick a square, an X, and stand on the X. And, you know, we're doing the best we can. We have some masks for our staff to wear as well. But
I've heard masks don't really – they're saying masks don't work. You know, so
I'm not counting on it. No.
And people shouldn't be buying the masks. They should be saving them for the, you know, medical providers and everything. I know up at the Benton Dog Park – social distancing up there. People will bring their animals up there, but they're, you know, it's like the four corners.
Yeah.
Nobody's close, too. But let's the dogs get out there and socialize with each other, as long as you're not socializing with them.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, a walk with your dog is good too. But I mean, some dogs need to run, and some people don't have a place where they can do it. And so that's why Benton Dog Park is great.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of two off leash dog parks that we've got in town. So, I mean, that's great. But again, make sure you keep that social distancing, as well. So, it's, you know, it's definitely been trying, and it's weird for us, not taking in healthy strays. It's weird for us not spaying and neutering. You know, we're obviously going to have to delay our kitten nursery opening, because we just don't have the staff to man it around the clock right now. And all of those things are all, you know, very concerning and very against what we normally do, which is, you know, definitely an uncomfortable feeling. But at the end of the day, if I don't prioritize the safety of our staff, then we're not going to be able to care for the animals for the long term. And that's what we're really looking at, is making sure we care for the animals that are in our care now, helping out in the emergency situations and sick and injured animals that we can. And at the same time, you know, planning for, you know, future, and hoping that when we get through this, we can open up to full service right away, including the kitten nursery. So.
Well, I know you're paying your people, and they even know that you're shut down, because I mean, they've got to live too, so like everybody else. Of course, everything then, all the plans that you have for, you know, like for volunteer clinics, spay and neuter clinics, all these dog licensing, everything is just.
Yeah, dog licensing, you can still license through the mail. You just have to send us the verification. So you can still send your dog licensing in. We're obviously extending the grace period on the licensing right now. So if you can't do that, that's fine. We're extending that for now. We've obviously canceled events. We canceled our Doggy Dash, which was supposed to happen on the 21st of March. And we just canceled our Pet Fest, which is supposed to happen on May 2nd or 3rd. So, you know, we've canceled two events. Unfortunately, our events aren't events that we can necessarily reschedule, just because of the logistics of it, because we have things going on throughout the year. So, and, you know, with Pet Fest, you've been to Pet Fest. We had it in June. It was hot, hot, hot. So that's why we moved it to May. So we're going to have to just cancel that, both those events for 2020, and then hopefully have them bigger and better than ever in 2021. But, you know, moving forward, we're still hopeful that we're going to have the golf tournament in July. We're still pushing forward for that. And, of course, our Bark, Wine, and Brew is still going to be in October. In fact, I just spoke with the auctioneer yesterday, confirming the date with us. And it's going to be Haven Goes Broadway. So it's going to be Broadway and musical theme. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be great. And hopefully we're long through this and we can all get together and celebrate and move forward from there. But, you know, it feels like you know,
it's
car fire, Snowmageddon, COVID. I mean, it feels like
we haven't
year.
Had locusts yet.
Yeah.
Well, now in Africa, they're having the locust, and it's moving its way around.
It's funny that you said that. We think alike. I keep telling people I am buying stock in bug spray companies big time right now, because it's got to be the next thing.
Yeah,
I have to ask: are either of you firstborn sons?
Yes.
Passover is coming. Just saying.
Well, let's what? Okay, yeah.
That was one of the plagues.
Yeah,
I got it.
I got that one, too. You know, I'm expecting the Sacramento to turn red anytime now. You know, Let's take a break because I want to talk to you about some of the things that are going on. Mark and I were talking about the Greatest Generation and the differences that we've seen with this. This is the first national emergency that we have faced, really.
911, I'd say.
Okay, 911.
Yeah.
And, but the differences between 911 and this one, vast. Even, yeah. That happened 2001. Of course, World War II and then 911 and then this one and the differences we're seeing in this. We want to discuss that a little bit when we get back. 8:29 in the morning here. And this portion of our show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I've already talked a little bit about it, that they are triaging people out front. There's no visitors. Don't bother sending flowers to anybody. If you have somebody in the hospital, don't plan on visiting them. They're taking this really, really seriously. Now, there's no elective surgeries there, but they are, of course, for emergency surgeries. They're doing those, heart, anything that's life-sustaining. Of course, they're still conducting those. No delays on those. And Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the nation, recognized by the Watson Health Association. They have gotten the highest grades for heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, hip, knee replacement, and also for keeping the place from people getting sick through communicable diseases in there. So Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back, 8:30 in the morning, 52 degrees.
We're Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9-12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, of course, is the last day of March 2020, 8:35 in the morning, 50 degrees out there. Cloudy, chance of rain, 50% chance of rain as I'm looking around outside. It looks like it can rain any moment now. Weather report brought to you, of course, by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. They're open for business discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil, Shasta Siskiyou Transport. They are still working. And if it wasn't for people like SST Oil, you would not be having gas in your car. You would not be having diesel in your heaters. You would not be having jet fuel going to helicopters and such for emergencies and to keep the commerce moving if it wasn't for people like SST Oil, an employee-owned company that stands up when things like this are happening. And I can tell you right now, I know the CEO of the company is not above getting into a truck and delivering. Like I said, an employee-owned company, and Bill and Dana have come up through the ranks there. If you want to help, if you're a truck driver and you have things have slowed down because your company for some reason or another, give them a call at 241-1167. They're always looking for good employees over there. SST Oil. Okay, I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and Haven Humane is it's accepting, you said, emergencies, but not healthy.
Not we're sick and injured. They have to go to VCA Asher. We don't have our clinic open, but I want to actually piggyback on something you said. During the break, we were talking about how amazing this community is. Bill, SST Oil. You can't talk about a stronger community member that donates and helps the community. They've been a big supporter of Haven for a long time, and
they're one of these people that are below the, but they're below the radar because they don't beat their chest or they don't.
No.
Not that people do,
right.
But they support so many things here that are good for the community.
Yeah.
I know it's an honor having them with us during this
because of what
they do.
They're a big part of our team at Haven, and really appreciate everything that they do for this community. We talked during the break about community stuff and. And we talked about, the Greatest Generation and 9/11 and stuff. I think, the one thing that's changed drastically, and I think that I'm not a naysayer, I'm not blaming or anything like that, but social media has changed so much since 2001. And I think that's impacted where we are with what's going on. But, like we were saying about locally, this isn't the first adversity that our community has seen anything but, we went through the car fire, we went through, Camp Fire, we went through Snowmageddon, PG&E shutdowns. I mean, yes, this is scary and definitely unprecedented, but, our community, I think, is really amazing. I mean, they're stepping up in so many ways. I mean, I saw yesterday that Reading Fire Department is going to be getting groceries and stuff for elderly in our community, people who can't go out and get their own stuff. They're asking them to call and do that.
There's groups of people doing that, yeah, too. But you're right. This community is so strong when it comes to stepping up,
yeah,
during an emergency.
Absolutely.
I mean, we're, you know, I guess you could say we're battle tested. We're not a new unit going in like a lot of these places,
yeah,
are, that all of a sudden they're facing this adversity and they're starting to come apart. When you've got a community like ours that supports the local businesses, that, you know, like you said, there's one guy that he goes to a different one every day and he posts, you know, which ones are open.
Yeah. That's Officer Berg. He was the Reading Police Officer of the Year, and he posts on Facebook all that stuff. And, you know, speaking of the Berg family, you know, I saw something the other day, and this really highlighted to me our community. And this was before any of this happened, and it was the We Not Me Ball, the first one in 2015. And Rebecca Berg, who is Brian's wife, and one of the local administrators for the school district, and their daughter at 12 at the time, who is a big volunteer at Haven, Ella, did a video about the We Not Me Ball. And the We Not Me Ball is for special needs kids at Enterprise High School, and they threw a ball for them. And they've done it, I believe, every year since. And this was the first one in 15. And I watched it, and yeah, I teared up, and I knew a bunch of the kids. And it was fantastic. But, you know, this was 2015. This was before any of the stuff we talked about happened. But this is what our community is about and always has been about. And I think that, you know, these events, if for lack of a better term, really seem to kind of bring out the worst in some people, but it doesn't for our community. I think it brings out the best in a lot of our community. And I think the We Not Me is something that Enterprise High School really has fostered, but really the community has taken to as well. I believe that it you know, our whole community is a We Not Me community. I really believe that. And I'm proud to be a part of this community. And
I am too.
And I'm proud to see this stuff on social media that's positive about, you know, hey, support local, support these restaurants that are supporting us, you know, and there's so many of them. And you can do it and use your social distancing. You know, you can do that kind of stuff. And some people are at home and they don't have the means to do that. And that's great. And the restaurant people, they understand that. But for those of us that can do it, please do. You know, please support and please take it. If you need to take advantage of, like, Reading Fire and have them, you know, go get your groceries, don't hesitate. You know, they want to do that. You mm-hmm. know, they want to help out and do that kind of stuff.
There's so many people out there to help. This 211 number you said,
yeah,
Northern California Social Services has got hundreds of thousands of dollars they're giving to 501 charities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the police, the fire department, Good News Rescue Mission, but just individuals are standing up. And you find out when, you know, if you have some adversity in your life, how many people want to help. We've been doing that since I've been here. I mean, I've seen that since I've been here.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the other hand, when I look at what's going on nationally, I am really kind of quite appalled. And I'm talking about at the national level.
Yeah.
During World War II, we turned this country 180, like we talked about, to fight that war. We weren't ready for it. We not even close to being ready for it. And the whole country turned. After 9/11, the country got together and was together. But for some reason, with this one, which this is a national emergency that's facing our country, it becomes partisan. It becomes partisan to the point where it's ludicrous. And I don't understand what that is. It's like people are just like, you know, maybe they don't believe it at the congressional and Senate level. Maybe they don't believe that this is really an emergency, or this is their way of trying to get what they want during this. I don't understand that. Every time, you know, their media saying don't cover, you know, there's some outlets not covering Trump's briefings on the coronavirus. They've tried to drive a wedge between him and Fauci, and Dr. Fauci, who has been in this business a long time, served eight presidents or six presidents,
right,
has said, you know what, don't try to drive a wedge here. Don't do that. This is wrong. And I don't see it stopping. I see quote celebrities, idiots to me, saying that, you know, that he, you know, he is, you know, killing people on purpose. I see things that they put into the headlines, and I'm just wondering why they would do something, you know, the media would do something like that. There's so much good information out there that we need to pass. You know, this news cycle that has to be so negative. I don't understand it. The hatred for this one man. Maybe it's because it's an election year. Maybe this was a year ago, we wouldn't be seeing all this.
No, I think we would.
I agree.
I mean, I think that all of that stuff needs to be set aside right now. All of it. I don't care which side of the fence
you sit on.
I don't care if you're even on the fence. You can't. It's not important right now.
For two months, maybe we could turn. Turn together in this country. What's it going to take? They're saying the worst case up here is 200,000 deaths. Maybe as a country we can turn to on this and fight it united. But you know what? We can do it here. If they up at the national level were as good as this community, we wouldn't be having
a much different picture.
There'd be a completely different picture.
Yeah. Absolutely, and I think that that's, I mean, you and I are both transplants, right? Neither one of us were born or raised here. And we both came through the military and decided this is a place that we wanted to call home. And we did that long before any of this stuff happened. And we did that because we noticed that this was an amazing community and we wanted to be here. And we're both proud to be part of this community. And it shows right now. And, I think we are working together in our community, and I think we're doing – not saying that we can't do more, because I do believe that there's people that can do more with the social distancing and everything else. But I think that as a community, we're doing great. And I think that we're pulling together like we always do.
And like we should do, like our country should do.
Absolutely.
And, but as long as we have the BS that I see over the a lot of the media and in the politics being played in this, it doesn't do anybody any good. It doesn't do our country any good.
No.
And I don't understand why.
Well,
I saw a poll that says that half the people in this country don't believe what the media says anyway on anything they're saying, and then there's a larger number that don't trust the media. So, 60% don't trust the media to be telling you the truth.
Again, we talked about it. There was no fake news, or at least not like there is now during World War II. Clearly no social media during World War II. During 9/11, there was very little fake news and very little social media, and now we've got it. And so I think that definitely plays a big factor in this.
Yeah.
And it's sad because, our community, our country needs to set all of those differences aside and work together to get through this. And then if you want to bicker afterwards, go for it. Whatever.
Tear each other apart up there.
Yeah.
Community's not. But, if you want to do that, but for 60 days, maybe 90 days, try and get it together for the country. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, open for business, of course. This isn't an assisted care facility. This is for active seniors that have decided to do a lifestyle change. They're tired of taking care of the plumbing or the yard or just cooking every day. At River Commons Senior Living, you have a gourmet chef, you have transportation, not that they're going to a lot of places right now, but everything is taken care of right there in River Commons Senior Living, so you don't have to leave. You don't have to worry about getting food. You don't have to worry about getting toilet paper or any of those things. River Commons Senior Living is taking care of those opportunities for you. When this thing clears, you can ask for a personalized tour today. But if you're interested in this, give Brian a call at 238-5981. Maybe this is just the final straw, and you say, I'm ready to go find a place to stay that I can put my stuff in. I don't have to worry. They're pet friendly, and then I can go out and travel and see the things I want after this crisis is over. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:47 in the morning. Still 50 degrees out there.
Resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
And I know when I need it, I can count on you. Like 4, 3, 2, you'll be there.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here is KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, Talk Radio. Last day of March, 8:51 in the morning, 50 degrees up there. It's going to have a 50% chance of rain going up to 66 today. Tomorrow looks like it's going to be clearing off Thursday and Friday. So it looks like it's a typical spring here, as Ashley said. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That the last time I called, they weren't open. I'm going to call again today. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I'm talking about them because they are going to be inundated. Like, I haven't had a haircut since the last time I was there. I'm getting a little shaggy.
You could probably braid that.
Pretty soon I'm going to braid it. Man's Last Stronghold at Cypress Square Barbershop. Don't forget them. And I tell you what, they are going to be, yeah.
Notice I'm wearing a hat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and all the things that are going on in our country that we look and wish that, and many places are like us, though, a lot of smaller communities, places like this are like us. They're pulling together. They're taking care of each other. Whatever you say about the government, they're coming in now with much needed financial resources for small businesses that don't have a month or 2 months of cash to be able to run their businesses. Paying your employees. I'm nowhere near where you are having with all the employees you have.
Sure.
But the government's stepping up with that, as we learned earlier today from Jake Mangus. There's other programs that are coming. If you have a small business loan that can help, again, the small business for a few months to weather this storm.
Yeah. Look, we're partial to our community because we love our community. We're big parts of our community, and we love our community. But, I mean, I think we're the rule, not the exception.
I think
throughout this country, I think most communities are coming together. I think that, there's some exceptions out there that aren't. But, yeah, I mean, obviously we're partial to here, though, because we love our community.
You know, you see things like they're moving the USS Mercy and the USS Comfort into Mercy's going into New York,
mm-hmm.
and Comfort's going into L.A. Of course, New York right now is the epicenter. As of this morning, there were 100 American deaths passed 3,100. As of more than 500 deaths were reported Monday, the nation's highest daily toll. The hospital ships come in there have 1,000 beds, 12 operating rooms, and they're taking medical personnel. They're stripping a lot of the medical personnel from bases and hospitals to be able to man up these ships.
Yeah, as they should.
As they should.
Yeah.
164,000 confirmed cases worldwide. 801,000 have been infected with the virus. More than 38,000 have died. Now, if you look... yes, we have, and we've taken over as being the leading people that having this in the coronavirus. Well, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. Hello, Terry. Terry.
Yeah.
Oh, you're on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I couldn't listen in. I don't know what happened with the phones, but anyway, good show. When you were talking about the federal government and everything, I hear what you guys are saying, but they're never going to get along. They both have different agendas. I will submit to you, I talked to someone from the Democratic Party, and this was the comment that she made. She said, there's just too many people. Really and truly, ever going to get along.
Too many people where?
With Nancy Pelosi pulling the stuff she's been pulling and the stuff for the arts and the Kennedy Center, I mean, really, folks, we have to kind of wake up a little bit here. Some of this, this is a legitimate crisis, but believe me, this is not World War II. That's for sure. We have 700 people that die a day in California and in the United States just from this virus. We have had 3,100, die nationwide. So I'm not saying it's not serious, but really and truly, there's a lot of things that are set by design. And I think that we have to be, adults about this and not understand that we follow everything blindly, but Carl and Mark are correct. They're not going to get along, though, guys. They're not going to sing Kumbaya. They're not going to get along. And Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats showed definitely that they don't believe this is a crisis by giving money to the arts, the Kennedy Arts Center, and all those pet projects. It really is. The Democrats are out of control. We may as well just say it. They're out of control. I'm not talking about the rank and file. I'm talking about the leadership.
Well, and this is what we said. It would be nice. It would be almost a miracle at this point that they could pull together and actually have the welfare of our country.
Won't. And the other thing is, too, you're right about Reading. We've had 3 deaths. One of them was... someone who had had open heart surgery, and the immune system was gone anyway. I think people are doing a great job at social distancing.
We've only had one death.
Pardon me?
We've only had one death.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And it was somebody who had just had open heart surgery.
Right.
So the immune system of that individual was shot. So the deal is that I think people are doing their what they need to do in Reading. I think we all should be proud of our community. People are understanding, but also I think people are becoming aware that there is a skunk in the woodpile on this whole thing, and really and truly, not to call those people out who are the skunks, is being is submissive, and I don't think we can do that in this society right now. I'm not really sure on our right to assemble just exactly how that works.
There's a lot of things like that, you know, and we've run out of time here, but how much of our constitutional rights are you willing to give up?
You know, well, as Franklin said, you know, if you're willing to give up your rights for temporary safety, then you will lose them both and deserve neither. So the point is we have to really come together as a community, but be adults about it. And look at the positive side. People are doing a good job in this community.
They really are. That's what we've been talking about.
I agree, Terry.
Hey, Terry, we got to run. Thanks, Terry, for the phone call. And he's right. There's people taking advantage of this at the national level. And that's what I was saying. I mean, this is so partisan that you would think if anything would bring them together, would be something like this. But again, going back to our community is pulling together. They're helping each other. They're doing everything they can possibly do to weather this storm, and we will. We'll get by this.
Yeah. So quick reminders.
Yep.
If you're needed food for your animals or yourself, 211, call 211. Get in touch with them. If you find or lose an animal, please call 241-2550. If you find sick or injured, if you find or lose an animal, please get on our Facebook page. Give us contact information. We'll try and get those back to you. Everybody, please stay safe and use your social distancing.
There you go. Okay, tomorrow we have the Reading Police Department will be joining us, and we'll be talking to them about what's going on with the police department in this coronavirus. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. And you know what? This is the time for all of us to be good guys. Now, Reading has broken that code. Maybe we should try and push this up to our, quote, leadership.
On KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.